This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich.
We have told you on Marketplace about the energy boom unfolding in the northern plains states. It's a big reason the U.S. is now forecast to be the world's biggest oil producer within a decade. Not surprisingly, the boom is affecting the economic and education choices of young people. Reporter Jack Healy's based out of Denver, and he headed north to the vast plains of eastern Montana for a story in this week's New York Times. Jack, good to talk with you.
Thanks for having me on.
Give us the setting here. What is going on with gas and oil in eastern Montana?
Basically, you've got this huge energy boom centered in North Dakota, quickly flowing and spilling over into eastern Montana, which has oil and gas buried deep in the rocks as well. And so in the last few years, there's been a real transformation of this rural landscape. You've got new drilling rigs, you've got new companies, and you also have job opportunities for high school kids that were sort of unheard of just a couple years ago, when the best you could do was maybe pulling ice cream at the Dairy Queen or working at a McDonald's.
What kinds of jobs are these young people taking, and in some cases, putting off college in order to take?
Yeah, there are jobs that involve a lot of secondary work in the oil fields, doing things like repair work on those rigs and on those wells once they're up and running, making basic kind of deliveries out to the oil fields, and even jobs that don't seem to have a lot to do with the oil fields. I interviewed one girl who's working as a cashier at a gas station that serves a lot of these companies in North Dakota, and she's making $24 an hour doing that work.
Well, these are jobs, and jobs are great, and people bemoan those magical days when students could land a good job right out of high school. So what is the worry here?
The worry here, I think, is that this kind of song has been heard before in parts of the country that have seen these resource booms, right? I'm here in Colorado, and 20, 30 years ago, there was this great natural gas boom and this sort of shale boom that dried up almost overnight, and it created sort of massive unemployment. And I think that's one of the concerns here, is that, it's good now, but what happens if the price of oil for some reason falls precipitously? What happens to these kids if in, 5 years there are suddenly mass layoffs and, they don't have college or associate's degrees? But for the moment, they're making good money and they seem to be happy with these decisions.
Jack Healy with the New York Times. Thanks very much.
All right. Thanks so much.